Is that what it is?
Yes.
All right. If you have your Bible this evening, go ahead and turn to Psalm chapter 18. We're going to look at verse 2. And then we'll flip around a little bit. But we'll kind of bounce back and forth there. While I've been off, I've been working on kind of word phrases and that, and I've been putting it together with the idea of a book that I want to do for my children when they grow up, of just different word phrases and stuff. And one of the ones I want to share with you tonight, and I hope that'll be a blessing to you, is "The Lord is my," and then we'll kind of fill in the blank. But there's 15 things, there's 11 times it's used in the Bible, and there's 15 things I want to show you tonight that it says, "The Lord is my." Before we get started, let's pray.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we thank you for the time that we're able to have together within your house tonight. Lord, we pray that you would, Lord, I pray that you'd please just hide me behind your cross. Use me to be your mouthpiece this evening, Lord, and just share with what you've shared with me, Lord, and that you would encourage and uplift the saint, Lord. And Lord, if there'd be one here tonight that doesn't know you, Lord, I pray that they would come to realize that they need you as their own personal Savior, Lord, and that they would accept you into their heart tonight, Lord. We love you. Bless this time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to break it down to three things, and that's God's personal, God's protection, and God's provision. Two things we can see, if you look at Psalm 18, verse 2, he says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God." We see that he says he's my God. He's a personal God. He's not just some statue or something that we come before and doesn't hear us, but we have a personal God. He's ours if we've received him and we're his child. We can come to him and we can pray and cry unto him, and he hears our cries and he hears us when we come before him. He's not just my God, but it says, if you go to Lamentations chapter 3 verse 24, verse 24 says, "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him." See, things of this world, those that are that put their trust in things in of this world, they're empty and they perish over time. But we have a God that is all-sufficient.
Amen.
And an everlasting God, and that is our portion, that he is forever and that we are with him for all eternity. So we see that our God is personal. He's my God. He's my portion. But we can also see God's protection. If you go to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6... And I apologize, I want to move right along here, so Pastor has his time.
What are you saying, brother?
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6, it says, look at verse 5 as well. "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper.
Amen.
And I will not fear what man shall do unto me." No matter how hard life gets, no matter what we're facing, we know we can go through it because the Lord is my helper.
Amen.
He's there for us. He picks us up. Psalm 54:4 says, "Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that upholdeth my soul." If you go back to Psalm 18, verse 2. Psalm 18, verse 2. We see that he says, "The Lord is my rock." Not only is he our helper, but we see in the ancient times, the rock was something that the men could hide behind from the arrows. We see that God is our rock that we can stand behind and hide behind, but also he's our rock. He's our firm foundation that we stand upon. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and 25, he gives us the illustration that he is that firm foundation that we build upon.
Right.
We also see in Psalm 18, verse 2 here, he says, "My buckler." And then we also see in Psalm 28, verse 7, this is point 5 and 6, we can see that he says, "He's my shield." The buckler and shield were the same thing. They're used for defense within war. And we see that God is our defense. When this world attacks us or Satan tries to beat us down, God is our buckler and our shield. Psalm 18:30 says, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him."
Amen.
And then Proverbs 35 says, "For every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him." Point number 7, right here in Psalm 18, verse 2, he says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress." Not only does he protect us, but we see that he gives us all safety and security and complete protection. Just as the soldier has complete protection in the fortress. We see that God gives us complete protection from this world when they try to attack us. Psalm 31:3 says, "For thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me." Not only is he our fortress, but point number 8, the Lord is my high tower. He says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower." Just like the fortress, he's our high tower. He keeps us completely safe and secure and protects us. Psalm 61, verse 3, "For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy." We see that he's our high tower, and also the word tells us that he's our strong tower. Point number 9, "The Lord is my defense." If you go to Psalm 94, verse 22. Psalm 94, verse 22. "But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge." We see that when Satan tries to accuse us and tries to make accusation against us in Revelation 12, verses 9 through 11, it tells us that the Lamb of God steps in place and defends us and says, "He's mine." Amen. He's washed us in his blood. Amen. Psalm 62, verse 6 says, "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." And Psalm 59, 16 through 17 says, "But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing out loud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and my refuge in the day of trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy." We see that now we can see God's provision. Just 6 things here real quick. If you go back to Psalm 18, verse 2, flipping back there, he says... I got to flip back there, actually. Psalm 18, verse 2 again. He says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. We see that God provides deliverance. When the battle gets hot, he provides us deliverance. He delivers us out from the enemy. And can I say, spiritually speaking, the Lord Jesus Christ has delivered us out from our sins and given us eternal life through him. He also says, "The Lord is my salvation," or "the horn of my salvation," here in Psalm chapter 18, verse 2. Not only does he deliver us, but he gives us salvation, and it's through him that we have eternal life. Acts 4:12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved."
Amen.
So he delivers us. He gives us salvation. A couple other things here. He also... it is our light. If you go just a couple pages over to Psalm 27, verse 1, King David here again says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" The Lord is my light. He guides and leads and directs me in my life. John 8:12, Jesus says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." We see that God has brought us out of darkness, out of our sin, has placed us in the light within him. Revelation 21, and in Revelation 22, it talks about how the Lamb of God for all eternity in heaven, when we're there with him, will be our light, that there will be no need for a light. And then if you go to Psalm 118, we'll kind of end there for the last 3 here. Psalm 118, verse 14. It says, "The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation." Not only is he my light, but it says, "The Lord is my song." When everything seems to be falling apart around us, we can still have a reason to sing for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. When life is good around the mountaintop, we can sing. When life is just going normal, we can sing. But it's in those troubled times, in the valley, that we can still sing praises to the Lord. I don't know where my father-in-law is at. He was here. I don't see him. Where is he at?
He's right there.
I think when I preach this, I think of when we were in Mama's room, man. Even though she was passing away, it's not goodbye. It's I'll see you later. She's going on glory. And we can still sing in our heart. We can still sing in our heart praises to God because he gives us something to sing about. Isaiah 12:2 says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation." I also think of, "It is well with my soul." What caused him to pen those words? We can still, amen, sing praise on the Lord. He gives us something to sing out. He is our song. And then point number 14, right here in Psalm 18, verse 14, he says, "The Lord is my strength." When we can't go on, when we feel like we can't fight the good fight, all we got to do is rest in God. And he gives us the strength to go on. He is our strength to fight the good fight and to stand strong and firm in him. Psalm 37, verses 39 and 40 tells us, "But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him." Isaiah 26:4 says, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Amen. He is our strength. And the last thing we want to look at tonight, point number 15, and we don't have to turn there because most of us should know it, but Psalm 23:1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." God provides me deliverance. He provides me salvation. He provides me light, a song, and strength. But we see, just to top it all off, as our shepherd, he provides any need that we ever have. He cares for us and protects us, watches over us, and provides every need as our loving shepherd. Jesus referred to himself as the good shepherd in John chapter 10. And in Hebrews 13:20, he's known as the great shepherd. And Peter calls him the chief shepherd in 1 Peter 5:4. Praise the Lord that Jesus Christ is our shepherd. Amen. And provides for our every need. God is so good. We see through this that the Lord is my God, my portion, my helper, my rock, my buckler, my shield, my fortress, my high tower, my defense, my deliverer, my salvation, my light, my song, my strength, and my shepherd. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this time that we've been able to have within your word tonight, Lord. Lord, I pray for the Christian that we would hang on to these words that mostly are from King David, Lord, and how he says that you are my, and just all these things, Lord. May we cling to these things, Lord, as your child, and know that you're always with us. You provide for us and take care of us, Lord. And no matter how bad things get in this world, Lord, this is not our home, Lord, but we're just passing through. Lord, I pray for the one that may be here tonight that does not know you. I pray that, Lord, they can't say that you are my. But I pray that tonight that they would settle it, Lord, that they would realize that they're on their way to hell and need you as Lord and Savior, that they may say, "The Lord is my God." Lord, we love you. We thank you for these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.